Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, before we start this episode of One Up Is Live, I just want to tell you, if you want to catch me on the road doing the stand-up comedies, January 6th and 7th, I'm going to be in Houston, Texas at the Riot Comedy Club. Any One Uppers in that Houston area, Texas, I need you. January 6th and January 7th, the Riot Comedy Club. Go to my Instagram bio. The link is in there, blah, blah, blah. January 8th, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas, Cap City, the Cap City Comedy Club in the Red Room. So please come through. All my Austin people would really appreciate you coming through. And then after that, I'm in D.C. with Mo Ammer. He doesn't need promotions for that. Oh, two things. Sean Patton, one of my favorite comedians in the world. He has a special out right now called Number One. It's streaming on Peacock. I don't know how you get Peacock, if you have it, if you don't have it. But do me a favor, follow my dog, Sean Patton. He has an amazing special. And also, shout out to my boy, Ian Lara, who has an amazing comedy special on HBO Max called Romantic Comedy. All right, so Ian Lara, Sean Patton, go watch their specials, and then come to Houston, Texas, January 6th and 7th at the Riot Comedy Club and Cap City, January 8th in Austin, Texas. And I'll see y'all motherfuckers later. Well, right now, because you're going to listen to the episode.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
It is.
Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw. Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits.
Are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
This is one of those days, man, as we're recording this. And, you know, Syf doesn't appreciate this at this moment in the same way because you don't have the jobby job.
Right.
But I'm recording on that last day of what's been a long break.
Right.
It's felt. Woo! And I still get to sleep in tomorrow because Ebro and Laura are on vacation. So I'm not waking up for the morning show tomorrow either.
They're on vacation.
Yeah.
When do they come back?
I don't even know. I just know they wanted off on the first couple days when we got back. So if they're off, I'm like, well, I'm not going to do the show myself. I might as well. Yeah, and Wednesday I have
So what's on the show?
Best of some sort.
Best of some sort. And then Wednesday you got jury duty.
Yeah, and then everyone's back on Thursday. And hopefully I'm back and not in jury duty, but we'll find out.
Man, come what Wednesday. Do you get? Hopefully you get jury duty. Take the jury duty.
I know the jury. You're right. You know what? You did make me realize that it's win-win.
It's win-win. You still get paid.
The thing is, what do I say when ESPN, without question, says to me,
Yeah.
Just, it's okay. Just come on the air when you get off of jury duty.
Oh, no, you got to do your afternoon show. This is saving you from a morning show.
Oh, but that's brutal. So, but, and then what if Hot goes,
what
wait.
What is brutal about it?
Wait, no, no. Wait, what if Hot goes, wait, you're still making it to your afternoon show? So why don't you do the morning show before jury duty?
Oh, you're in a conundrum.
So then I end up in a world where my day becomes morning show, jury duty all day, afternoon show.
Wait, that's, but like, hold on. What time is jury duty? If you get on the jury, what time is it go till?
I think it's every day, like 9 to 5 or something, or 9 to 4.
So then you can't make it to the ESPN show. How could you?
I promise you, I know one thing. They would tell me, just come on when you get off. Whenever you get home, just get on.
Man, yeah, I know. we got out at 5, but then the fucking district attorney was talking our fucking ear off. I got on the train over at Chambers. They fucking did some guy was threatening to jump.
So that took a fucking hour.
And now it's 6 to get home. Oh my God, rush hour? I never took the train at rush hour because, you know, I work odd hours.
Right.
I jumped on the train at rush hour. So that's the first day. I jumped on the train, rush hour. It's crazy. The whole thing is completely different. Packed.
Yeah. So
fucking
confusing.
Showtime came on, started doing the Aunt Jackie. It was crazy. Then, so you know what? Wednesday. So that's Wednesday. Thursday, you know what? I'm going to Uber from Chambers, from the courthouse. I'll get home up way up on the Upper West. I'll get home around 5:30 because it's only like a half an hour. Oh my God, rush hour. I didn't get home to 7:30.
It was a nightmare. I could have driven to Maryland.
Oh, it was a mess. It was like Sully landed in the Hudson.
In the Hudson?
No, that's for Friday.
Friday, actually tell them Sully landed again in
so
the Hudson.
So I thought I'd take a jet from the courthouse to my house.
Couldn't you know, do it.
They have a helicopter service that goes from the courthouse to the Upper West and fucking Sully.
So they shut the whole thing down. Anyways, we'll
happy
see what
New
happens.
Year, man.
Hey, Happy New Year, man. Did you put up one of the obligatory, let me recap my year and show you how great.
Okay. I'll tell you what I do love about New Year's and Christmas this year.
Okay, go ahead.
The random, you know what stopped? Remember the random BlackBerry, everybody doing like a group mass text saying Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Yes, it's done. It's done.
They don't do that no more.
No.
You get a couple, the group chats. The group chats usually, hey, Happy New Year, everybody, a couple group chats you're on. But I'm not getting I got like 4 randos, which I used to get hundreds.
Yeah, hundreds. Now, like generally I would get them from people I wasn't even mad to get it from. It was someone who I was like, okay, hey, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the everybody you know wired.
Exactly. Everyone you're in their contact. So that was good.
That's a positive.
And then, so I guess now people are kind of doing it more generically on social. And yes, the recapping best moments of 2022. Who has time for this?
Listen to me.
Going through all your pictures.
No,
get off your own nutsack.
There has to be an app, Saif. There has to be an app.
Oh, an app where just finds.
Yeah, and also I want to apologize because
what happened?
I pride myself in not doing the bullshit that everybody does. Yeah. I try to. And I listened to Natalie. And I took a picture in matching pajamas. And I just want to apologize to our people, you know? Because, I said, I don't care. Sure, no problem. I didn't know this was going to be the year that literally everyone posted the same thing.
I can't.
I know. You were the one I was actually most worried about. I'm apologizing to you, actually.
No, you don't have to apologize to me. I'm just wondering, why is that a thing? Why is that done?
I don't know. It's a great question. But Natalie has, like, Natalie's such a tomboy. She only has random girly moments. So it was, like, such a girly thing. I'm like, all right, you know what? Like, yeah. You want to do the girly thing? I'll do the girly thing. And then I look, and Ebro's got one, and this one's got one. And I went, oh, this is the year everybody did it? No. We messed up. We fucked up.
I know.
Natalie just said it's not my fault. Well, I mean, it's someone's fault.
Whose fault? What do you mean it's not her fault? Whose fault is it?
It's absolutely your fault. It's okay, but it was your fault. But at least she felt the same way I did. It was like this was a sort of a mistake. Now, the... what did you say? I was the first one, though. Okay, good. Good, that helps. Now, one thing I feel very strongly about, though, and I'm glad you're on the same page as me, and it's probably for different reasons, because you just said sort of like get off your own nutsack. That's part.
Yeah.
But like the recap shit sums up the disingenuous nature of social media.
100%.
Because that's not what your fucking year was. Your year had fucking death and sadness and breakups and misery. Yes. All that shit was in there. And all you fucking showed was when you met Talib Kweli outside the Blue Note. Like, that was not your whole fucking year. Yeah. And the only person who got it right, who shared everything, the good and the bad, was, of course, someone who did it by accident because they're an idiot, and that would be DJ Juanito. Because I saw DJ Juanito's recap.
Yeah.
And in DJ Juanito's recap, him and his lady at a concert, him and his lady at the baseball game, him and his lady at blah, 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 him and his the lady's kids at blah, him and the lady, blah, blah, blah. Quick shot of K Slay's funeral. Him and his lady at blah, blah.
I was about to post one today, and now I'm not going to. I'll tell you that.
Oh, no, Billy, post your recap. Billy, show. Your year's been a dream.
Billy,
know.
Please post yours.
Yeah, and just show like pictures of your room.
I wish
of your roommate screaming. I wish Billy
could post like all my passive aggressive text messages towards him. I wish he could make that into an app.
By the way, Billy, that you want to do a recap of your year? That would be funny. Take all of the dickhead text messages in snapshots and post that.
I think the last time we had an exchange, I think Rosenberg wrote, "Syf, you're a cunt."
I had to. He was being that bad. Syf was being such a dick that I had
that
to.
Was, Syf, that a- was such a bad one. Oh, man.
What was it about again?
Syf, it was about you declaring that you're not doing a podcast.
Oh, yeah,
last
yeah,
week.
Yeah.
After
yeah,
you
yeah.
had just said, yeah, I'm free this week. Let's record. And you were like, I am on vacation. I'm celebrating the Lord. And I was like, you don't have to celebrate Christmas.
Wait, why didn't I? When did I say we were going to do one?
While you were recording.
The episode before, we were like, we're good next week. We got nothing, blah, blah, blah. So Billy comes up and he's like, all right, when are we doing this week? Syf's like, I'm on vacation.
Where was I? I was away, right?
No, it wasn't Syf,
and, then Billy's like, yeah, but you said, he was like, I'm on vacation.
I'm celebrating my Lord in Christ. Oh, yeah.
But once he said that, that's when I knew he was joking.
I'm always joking.
And then Juanito texted Merry Christmas and you went, I don't celebrate Christmas.
I don't.
And I was like, well, then we could have recorded.
I don't like when people say Merry Christmas to me because I don't celebrate Christmas. I can say it to you if you celebrate Christmas.
Right.
Like, I respect your beliefs. So for you, I say, hey, Merry Christmas. Hope you have a good holiday of the celebration of the birthday of your Lord. But don't say it to me. I don't celebrate. I'm not Christian. I don't give a fuck. Saying happy birthday, Jesus, and happy birthday, Bill, is the same thing. I don't know either one of them niggas.
That was the Syf Soundsism, if there ever was.
I don't know them.
Now, real quick, do you remember when it was like a huge deal? That the right, remember when the right's whole thing was, they're taking away Christmas.
Oh, yeah, happy holidays?
Yes, that was a big deal. For like 2 years, they were on some, they're trying to take Christmas. You won't be able to celebrate. Nothing has changed about Christmas. Nothing.
I will say this, though. I did go to my son's little preschool little last day of school, they did like a concert in the classroom where they sang like three songs. First of all, my son is in a new class. He changed recently. He's one of four boys, and there's like 10 girls. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. My son is on fire, bro.
Oh, this what, the kid, girls love him?
Oh, my God. My son is, he doesn't even know what popular means, but he's mad popular.
That's so funny.
But then the last song they sing is We Wish, no, one of the Christmas songs, but it.
It wasn't We Wish You a Merry
Jingle
Christmas?
Jingle Bells. Whatever. Instead of saying Merry Christmas, they say Happy Holidays. Maybe it is. I mean, we wish you a happy holiday. We wish you a happy holiday.
Well, that's trash if they do that.
But I don't even celebrate Christmas. And I was like, this is wrong. Like,
right.
Just sing the song. It doesn't matter if you celebrate or not. The song is a Christmas song.
Correct.
Write a new generic song called Happy Holidays, everyone.
And there's no reason if you're doing it's so easy. If you're doing that show, you can do the Christian kids can sing a Hanukkah song with the Jewish kids.
They did. They sang the dreidel song.
Right. Everyone sung it.
Muslims are getting left the fuck out. I mean.
Well, there's no Muslim holiday right now, is there?
Well, there should be.
That's a great
point. Yeah, but like,
I'm
just saying, like, I understand the concept of protecting everyone's rights and not offending someone. But the also, most Christmas songs that we know, like the song White Christmas, is written by Jews.
That is true also.
This is the 1920s through 40s in that era.
I don't like the way you said it, that time.
By Jewish people.
Yeah, the way you didn't notice it, but
I just heard the story. I just heard the story of the guy who wrote White Christmas. Is it
I saw it moving around on TikTok too. Or
Irving Berlin, maybe? Is it him?
Irving Berlin wrote a bunch of them. Sure.
Yeah. So he's from he's a Jewish guy from New York. He moves to California to get in the industry, blah, blah, blah. And he missed his snowy winters in New York. So he wrote a song, White Christmas. And then Bing Crosby sang it, and it became the biggest Christmas song ever. But so a Jewish person wrote it, which is fine. Whoever the songwriter is the songwriter. You can write a song about anything. Because nowadays it'd be like, Jewish people can't write about Christmas. Why? You can write a song about anything.
No, well, by the way, I did... did I make this reference to you? That when... You know how people get very bent out of shape about people who are not of the ethnicity playing a part?
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Yo, no one said shit about Steve Carell playing a Jew on that show on Netflix. Did you watch the show on Netflix?
No, the psychiatric one?
Yes. The therapist?
What was it? He's playing a Jewish person?
Yes, he plays a very Jewish. Saif, it's not like it's peripheral to the character.
Yeah.
I'm talking about doing prayers, and he is fully a committed Jew.
Or is he?
And by the way, I didn't give two shits about it.
Wait a minute.
He's the best.
Is he?
But
let me ask you a crazy question, though.
Go ahead.
In this TV show, is he, I don't know, acting? Is he acting?
All right, it's a fair question. It's a fair question. Yes, he's actually acting.
Okay, he's an actor playing a role.
So he learned the Hebrew and he just spoke it and it sounded like he was a Jew. That's it. He acted.
Ugh, I can't stand this. I can't take it anymore.
But it's fun. But it is interesting, right? Because like the Jews, by the way, the you can't even point to the political side that we're on in this conversation because we're literally on every side of it.
Yeah.
It's not about. It's just about annoyingness. It's not about politics.
Yeah. Oh, we should start that party, the annoyed party.
Yeah, exactly. So real quick, I'm confused by this though. The Jews run Hollywood, and the Jews are the sensitive snowflake libtards,
right?
But they did not care about Steve Carell, an avowed Irish Catholic, or maybe Roman Catholic. Sorry, Catholic.
Yeah,
an avowed him playing a Jew. The Jews, they could not shut it down. I don't understand it. I am so confused. I love that show, by the way. I also finished Severance over the holidays.
Oh, I got to watch that. I heard that's good.
Let me tell you something. Severance is the absolute definition of, and I hate when people say this, nah, you just got to get through the first few episodes. Uh-huh. I'm always like, fuck that. I don't want to have to get through episodes. Yeah. I want it to be good. We watched the first four Severance episodes, no joke, like 9-10 months ago when it came out.
Yeah.
I was not into it. I forgot about it. We faded. We got busy. Yeah. The other day I said to Natalie, I was like, yo, let's just throw on episode 5 and see if this shit is what they say. Yo, Scythe, 5 through 9?
Yo. It turns up. They turn up.
Oh, it's so fucking great. It's so fucking great. The last
is it episode. Funny or?
No, it's sci-fi drama. And that's why I didn't love the first four, because the first four is just kind of sci-fi. You're just kind of like trying to figure out what is going on in this world.
Science fiction.
Yeah.
That's what Severance is.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I thought it was a comedy.
Severance is about the concept of severance is that people are being severed essentially into two people. They have an innie and an outie. The innie is at work, right? So yeah. What's his face? Homeboy Adam Scott from Parks and Rec. Yeah. So he's at work all day as one version of himself. Then when he walks out the door, he becomes the outie version of himself who cannot remember what happens all day 9 to 5.
Oh, okay.
That's what the concept of severance is. And so
and that's to make you a happier person.
Correct. It's supposed to like separate you. He has
work
a trauma.
Life balance.
He lost his wife in an accident, and right, it's supposed to like, so he can forget about it and just spend half the day working. But the first four episodes are just sort of setting up what it is, and I'm not that intrigued by sci-fi. So I was like, whatever.
Right.
But then starting in 5 is when the real personal drama kind of kicks into it, mixed with the sci-fi, and then
it's
pure hot fire. Also, you should watch, speaking of G, you should watch Fleischman's in Trouble.
What is that one again?
Jesse Eisenberg, Claire Danes.
What is that about?
It's about, our audience will have a kick of this. It's about a 40-something Jew getting divorced in New York. So, I really enjoyed it.
It hits home.
Yo, man, it hits. They hit so, it's such a good New York show though. Like they get the intricacies of New York bullshit so well. Anyways, fuck your recaps in closing.
Exactly.
Please stop. That's what this was all about. Fucking stop. Like, listen, if you want to post, you know, like Laura posted one that was literally like 8 different pictures of Kenza. Oh, that's totally fine. I get it. It was, look how cute my baby is. I'm fine with that. You showing me the, Natalie posted one of the dogs on their page. Okay, it's fine. You want to show me a collection of all the famous people you met for 1 second this year and act like that was your best friends for the year and just show every glorious moment? I don't know. It just annoys the fucking shit out of me.
And I as a person, as Mr. Name Dropper,
oh, wait, and by the way, you're Mr. Name Dropper, number one name dropper.
Matter of fact, I'm on the plane. I'm coming home from LA, but I left from Orange County, the John Wayne Airport. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm riding up top. I'm riding in the front, you know, because that's how I do. And
upgrade for you.
No. I bought this ticket.
You did?
I was like, it's New Year's. I need to get home. I'm buying a first class ticket.
How bad was the difference?
It's bad. It was bad. It's pretty bad. But I look, I get on the plane. My seat's 3B. I look in 3A. It's Dr. Cornel West.
Yo, that's crazy. Don LaGreca just saw him on a flight.
I'm really?
A month ago, Don saw Cornel West on a flight. Yes.
So I go, I look up, I go, oh, fuck. What do I do? So I go over, I put my bag up, and I go, hey, how are you? And he goes, oh, very good, thank you. Happy New Year. And I go, Happy New Year. And then that's it. And then I go, now I cannot say anything ever. And so I was like, okay, this is pretty cool.
But what do you mean? You mean because you had that quick exchange, you now can't come
If I didn't say it right away, I can't say it.
And what would you have said?
Right away?
Yeah, if you had said or something right away.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't think of what to say to me. Because you're about to be trapped with me for 5.5 hours. Mm-hmm. What do I say? I don't want you to think it's the first flight out. I don't want you to think I'm going to be yapping your ear off. Also, I don't want you to yap my ear off. I don't like talking on a plane that much because it's like people around you want quiet, I guess. I don't know.
Yo,
like,
this reminds me of one of my favorite of my own jokes when we interviewed Nipsey Hussle. And he said, oh, I was just on a flight, you know, with the brother Michael Eric Dyson. And I said, oh, I know you didn't get any sleep. and by the way, shouts to Michael Eric Dyson. I love that guy. I love him. He's just a talker. He's going to want to chat. All right. So here's what Don said. Don saw him and just hit him with, Dr. West, I really enjoy you on Real Time.
But then he said next to him.
They were both in first class.
But they didn't
sit. I don't know.
I don't think he sat right next
to him. Wait, so you guys were literally next to each other?
Yeah, he was A, I was B. He was at the window, I was in the aisle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I just said, so then, because what I hate, not hate, hate is a strong word, but I feel weird when I'm sitting next to somebody 5 hours, we land, and they go, yo, I just want to say big fan of your work. I'm like, okay, so you just watched me the whole time, like you knew who I was, and you're watching every little thing I do.
Agreed.
It's
you
weird.
Might as well just say it. Yes.
It's weird. So I said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Because I didn't know what to say to him. Hey, I know people you know. We run in the same circle. I like your work, which I don't really know what your work is.
Wait, and who are the same circle that you run in?
No, like I'm thinking like he knows Chris Rock, Questlove, Chappelle,
right.
Quali, Common. You know, he's in that Black excellence world, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, sure.
And then at one point he couldn't put his table in because the table was jammed. But the only reason why I'm not making fun of him because my table was jammed, but he was sleeping, so I didn't want to just try to bang the table and fix it. So I was like trying to like fix my little table without waking him up. And then he woke up and he tried to close his table and it wasn't closing. I go, I had the same problem. You got to push this part in and push it down. And then I was like, all right, I'm just going to leave it alone. And then one day when I meet him in the proper setting, I'm going to be like, hey, you know what's funny? I was on a plane with you once. New Year's 2023.
Now, can I ask you a deep introspective question?
Yeah, please.
Why does any of this, like, why do you care at all? Because I can't imagine you particularly care about Cornel West. Like, not to say you don't find him to be an interesting intellectual who has smart things to say.
Care in which way?
Like, why are you even considering what's going to happen, how the conversation could work? You know, like, what do you gain from it? What were you hoping to gain?
No. I don't want to gain anything.
Okay.
I like, if I saw him passing by, I'd be like, hey, man, like your stuff, like your work, like what you do. Keep it moving. But I don't want to do that when you have to sit next to him and make it awkward.
I do hear what you're saying. So it's kind of like, you're kind of just like, I know who the person sitting next to me is.
Yeah.
And if we did chat, we'd probably have an interesting conversation because he's an interesting guy.
He would love me. He would love the nonsense I know and like to talk about.
I agree.
But not New Year's Day, 7 a.m.
What were you doing gigs in L.A.?
In Orange County, in Brea. I was with Mo Ammer at the Brea Improv.
Oh, that's right.
Shout out to the Brea Improv, man. They run a tight ship over there. Shout out to my boy Mikey. They're not going to listen to this. Whatever. The Brea Improv, great club. But anyway, my whole point of all of this was, okay. As Mr. Name Dropper.
Name dropper.
How do I say this?
Here we go.
No disrespect.
Oh.
The highlights of your life should not be meeting celebrities.
Wow. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, Yes, it's cool. It's fun. As Mr. Name Dropper, I meet some of the
Name Dropper
wildest celebrities hanging with the celebs I know. My celeb level of friends gets me to the highest level.
That's crazy.
But it is a highlight, and I do enjoy it, but it shouldn't be. I'm not going to post every picture of every celebrity I met on New Year's Eve to say, well, what a great year I had. The things that I consider being a great year is not even able to post in a picture. It's like vibes and feelings and emotions of success and triumph and setbacks too. You know what I mean?
It's so true. But maybe we're being unfair because we meet lots of.
Well, we are jaded. That's why I'm saying we meet tons of people.
By the way, I should make a recap of the year, and that would be really funny, Syf. It's like the Kelly Rowland question, and then a bunch of tweets, people saying mean things. Oh, that's actually a great idea. And then other tweets of people like, fuck you, Rosenberg. You don't know shit about sports.
Yeah.
Academics talking shit about me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one.
That's actually a good concept. Happy New Year, everyone. 2022 was great. I'm sorry, Kelly Rowland. I'm a horrible person. So anyways, back again. Fuck your recap post.
Yeah,
with all
recap.
Due respect. And I mean with all due respect.
Oh my God, bro. Did you see the Meek Mill shit?
Which one?
The Meek Mill. I saw a headline like Meek Mill gets robbed in Ghana or some
shit. I saw people like running up on him.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't go and research. I see a headline. I think about it. Then I see another Meek Mill post and there's like all this shit happening. He was climbing over the wall of the stage or some shit. I don't know. But then I saw this clip where he's talking to the president of Ghana and he's talking to the president of Ghana with his straight Philly accent. Like, I hate the way people from Jersey and Philly say rap. It's like two syllables. It's like I rap. Like, it's weird. Like,
rap.
I got all this from rap. Like, the Philly, South Jersey accent bothers me.
Oh, wow, this is a big, big reveal right now. Keep going.
So he's talking about, man, I was locked up. I was in prison, wrongly accused, but waiting for my case to get resolved. I was in prison and da-da-da, talking about, just, and he's like, I'm trying to help reform the system, and I'm honored to be here with you, you know, because of my affiliation, because of rap music, I get to meet the president of Ghana, and it's really talking about where black people come from, and it's like saying very dope shit in such a hood way. It's making me laugh.
To the president, right? To the president.
The president, and then the president goes, "Thank you so much for being here. We're honored. I heard about what happened to you last night."
No. I heard about what happened to you last night.
Hey man, thank you for coming here on this mission of peace. Sorry that my people robbed you.
Did he actually get robbed? Is that actually
Or happened? Maybe he got pickpocketed or someone took his phone, I heard, or something. I don't know the whole story.
I just
know the
weird
president goes, sorry, what happened to you last night? I heard what happened to you last night.
So I saw the video of him. And by the way, this just crossed my mind right now. The video that happened of Meek, of these people running up on him, is exactly why he had to ignore me at the Barclays Center.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
I get it now, Meek. I get it. You had
but
to.
But also, I saw him riding dirt bikes, wilding out in Ghana, like,
yo, there are some crazy dirt bike videos out there, by the way. Now, Syf, bad news. I'm sorry to tell you. Your good friend, some would say hero, Andrew Tate has been locked up. I don't know if you saw the news.
First of all, he's not my hero. He's not my good friend.
Oh, I'm sorry. You watched an episode with him.
I like some of the things he says.
Some.
Some.
You can't, Syf, I got to tell you. I'm telling you right, based on my observation, You saying right now, I like some of the things Andrew Tate says, is the equivalent of right now. If someone right now went, I like some of the things Kanye says.
I do like some of the things Kanye says.
I don't think
there's black and white with all this shit. I think there's a lot of gray. And I think the world right now has become either left or right or black and blue or fucking, I mean, red and blue.
No. That's not fair because people have always been most associated with the most extreme views they have. Like David Duke might have, when he ran for president, might have had some really great thoughts on tax reform.
I thought he was a great governor.
But if you came out when David Duke was running for president, you were like, hold on now. I like some of the things David Duke says. It just doesn't play. But by the way, I don't even know any of the shit Andrew Tate really says that makes him terrible. Like I saw a couple of clips where I'm like, oh, he just to me looks like a fucking doucherino. But did you see how he went down though?
Yeah, so it was crazy.
It was crazy that he just decided to beef with young Greta and the pizza box got him done in.
But the pizza box showed that he was in Romania.
Right. Now, here's my question for you. Had it already been speculated that he had been involved in anything like child trafficking and shit like that?
See, it's not child trafficking. It's sex trafficking. He made a lot of his money running a girl webcam business.
So the charges aren't that insane to...
But also, from what I heard, and I'm not defending him, I'm just saying what I heard.
Human trafficking. But it is human trafficking. I threw in the word child. That was incorrect.
Yeah, child is not it. But what I heard is like... This is what I heard. I don't know. That some girl was at his house, where a lot of girls were at his house, partying, and she posted something, and her boyfriend saw it, and her boyfriend called her, was like, what the fuck are you doing there? And she's like, they won't let me leave. So he called the cops. So I don't, I mean, that's one thing I heard. The other side is, I don't know what the Greta part has to do with this. I think it's just...
No, that part, that was him just playing himself because he wanted to be a dick and talk.
No, he's a dick. Greta. He's definitely a dick.
Like he wanted to, literally the beef he had with Greta was him showing her. And by the way, I just want to say something. I agree with everything Greta is famous for saying. I agree with every word of it. And I also find her extremely annoying. I just like that, like the famous video of her like, how dare you?
Yeah, whatever.
It drives me insane. But she's a great guy. Anyways, he just felt like being a dick to her, it seemed, and cutting up her speech with videos of him driving cars and being like, fuck.
Yeah, I saw that. You want to see my car? Yeah, that's a dick. He's a dick. That's him. That's his YouTube fame turning into ego craziness, being a dick. Yeah. But a lot of stuff he says and a lot of stuff that some of these guys say, they say it in a horrible... I'm going to tell you who tells it the best. I'm going to tell you who tells it the best. Dante Nero. Because what Dante Nero does, he watches Fresh and Fit, he watches Andrew Tate, he watches all these people, and he goes, yeah, when I was 25, I was angry with women like disrespecting me and da-da-da-da-da. Also, Dante Nero was a pimp at that age and a stripper. It's a whole nother fucking life.
And if you're an old school Juan Ep head, you've heard all those stories before from Dante.
Yeah, and like Patrice O'Neal was very angry. And people go back to like, yo, I used to love Patrice when he talked about like the girl, the man and woman shit. But like Dante would even say, yeah, Patrice was so angry back then because he wasn't getting pussy. So he would be angry about it. So Dante now is like, yeah, they make some good points, but they're too angry. They're too mean. You don't have to be mean to the girls to explain to them your point or whatever.
Right.
But that's also what that girl Pearl told me. The internet is conflict. Why they have so many views, we laugh at it because it's like all this fucking wild back and forth shit, but that's what YouTube is.
Well, yeah, and Dante, for example, is never going to get the amount of views that they get because he doesn't talk about it in that way anymore. he now just talks about, like, here's what frustrates me about the dynamics between men and women.
Right.
Here's what I used to do. Here's what I do now. Now, listen, he does say some interesting and out there shit. He will tell you some shit that you're like, you know, I remember when Dante called me, like, just after my breakup happened.
Yeah.
And, like, he was definitely giving me some advice that my ears were, like,
not prepared
to hear.
Because we're simps.
Because we're simps.
We're simps. But be proud of your simpness, okay? I'm a simp. What do you want me to do?
No, but, you know, but here's the difference. Because, and here's the anger piece with the Fresh and Fits and the Andrew Tates and all of these guys who create, you know, the Fresh and Fit, they have to have a podcast now where they have 30 girls around them. They look like, oh my God. The difference is somehow by hook or by crook, you and I and many of the people listening right now are fucking schlubs who still manage to be loved by women.
Yeah.
At least, so we didn't need to go down some rabbit hole of figuring out, you know what bothers me about women? Yeah, by the way, a ton of shit bothers me about women, but I love them and I have a great relationship and that's it. But that's why people think that all those people's messaging is guided by the fact that they get no ass. Like, essentially, they're bitter. They all sound like bitter cats who did not know how to get ass. That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
I've never had a problem. You. Right. Listen, I had, actually, you know what though? I had many periods of my life when I would never be a person who ever said that it was easy for me. Like, women just flocked to me. I just showed up and got girls. I definitely never had that. You know, that's part of what got me in trouble in married life is that once I had the little bit of celebrity.
Yeah, the little that, juice. That, what you got, that juice?
Once I had the little bit of celebrity, if a woman knows who you are, that'll skip you past like steps one and two. You're already on three.
1,000%.
So once I had that, that was one of the problems I had is that my ego got so fucking high off of it that because for me, it was always like meet a woman that I was interested in, you know, probably end up becoming friends and then down the line, shoot the shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not real game. But at the same time, I understood that wasn't my strong suit. Here's how I operate. This is how I'm going to get by. I'm going to be friendly with people. And if God willing, it works out, awesome. If not, I'll probably eventually just be a simp who's friends with them and meet one of their friends and hook up with them. Whatever. But yeah, it didn't lead to bitterness just because there were other people around me. I had friends who just...
I'm never bitter. I'm just... I'll tell you what I am. I'm very curious and enamored by those guys that pull lots of chicks. Right? But that's a beginning thing because then these guys I know, like, they pull lots of chicks. They got all these girls and girls do this and girls do that. Girls do that. And then you go to their house and their house is disgusting. You know what I mean? I go, I don't want this life. I've done fine my whole life. I'm an interesting person if you get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a minute to... I don't have to walk up to a girl at a bar and kick cold game, but if I'm introduced through a friend and you get to know me, I've done fine. I've done very well my whole life.
Right.
Never had where I had walked in with four or five bad bitches with tight dresses and all. But it looks good for a moment, but then let me tell you something. You see those guys in the club. And it's all these girls around their bottles and around their section, and they leave with them and they get in the Uber. Every time they do this, they roll their eyes about some shit that's going on with all these girls. And you see them get the girls like, yo, y'all should order champagne. Yo, don't tell me what to order. Fuck out of here. Like, then why do you want this? Why do you want all these girls around if you're gonna fucking talk crazy to them?
Hey, listen, you could be in a hot tub. You could be in a hot tub with Kylie Jenner and Meg Thee Stallion, and life could be perfect. And then the next minute, you're in jail. I mean, like, it doesn't matter. You have no idea what's going on with these people. And you know what? Like, this is valuable. the normally shit we talk about things that are just about our ego, but I think a lot of these things affect a lot of dudes' egos, particularly the kind of people who listen to One Ep who are like grown up, they're married, they're not having nearly the sex they used to have, they don't ever talk to women anymore, they just deal with their fucking wife and their kids.
Yeah.
And you know, they have the friend who's divorced. And that's like what a lot of what the Fleischman show's about. The friend's divorced, out there smashing on the app. I mean, Sife, let me tell you right now.
Yeah.
You end up single right now as an adult. Like, if I didn't get into it, I wasn't able to ever get there. I hooked up with a couple people. I met my fiance and that's it. I moved on. Boom. Now, thank you, Bear. Thank you. If I had stayed in the game and played the app game, you know how crazy shit is if you have a little bit of cash in your pocket and you're like a somewhat self-realized 40-year-old man? It's not like any other time. People like you and I who don't have the short-term game all of a sudden have the short-term game.
Yeah, but then the shit with these girls, like, well, you got to pay for every date and all that. Like, that shit don't last long, bro.
No, who wants to do that? And so my point is, to you, One Ep listener, who's there with your wife right now, who's annoyed at you for even listening to this podcast, she's looking at you like she hates you, questioning you. You don't pay for the Patreon for this bullshit, do you? Just know. Just know.
Shout out all the dudes that buy a little Visa gift card from CVS so that they can pay the little $7 for the Patreon. I respect you, man. I respect your little hustle.
And just know, it's not better on the other side. It's not. I mean, it would be great for like everything. It's a month.
I hate being the fucking cliche guy, but like everything is better in moderation, right? Like, and that's what I'm telling you. I am a person. I can take the bits of good and bad from any theory. I don't have this strong fucking belief in one thing or the other. It's why I don't practice any particular religion.
Right. Or political affiliation.
Or political affiliation. Or sports teams or any of that shit. I think if you put a gun to my head and I had to choose, I would be a Muslim. Right? A lot of the beliefs that they, like that I read about when I was young, when I was a 5% of reading about everything, I absorbed everything. There's a couple of things I like more about this than the other stuff, right? But then the moment you want me to 100% affiliate with one thing and you're like anti-gay or women's rights or whatever particular way you deem it justifiable, I can't get with. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like,
by the way, you know what you actually are?
What?
You, and I think anyone listening to the show who's known you over the years would agree, you are actually what idiots like Kanye claim to be.
What?
You are actually a free and independent thinker.
Yes.
You actually have unique thoughts about every single subject. They vary. One, it's not about a political affiliation ever. It's only about individual subjects. You're never on the side of crushing anyone else's personal beliefs in any way.
No.
Like, you're actually an independent thinker. Kanye got on this whole shit about being an independent thinker.
He
thought it was independent to be a right-wing black guy. Like, that's free thinking. And it's like, nah, that's been done. I don't know if you ever heard of Clarence Thomas. He's been on the Supreme Court for 30 years. This is done, bro.
Oh, like, Colin Powell? He was a Republican conservative. Oh, like,
By the way, Colin Powell next to Kanye, it looks like Bobby Kennedy, okay?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, as a TikTok, you called me, Rosenberg said, I sent him a clip of Keith Murray, which we should play. And Rosenberg goes, you have a TikTok problem. Yes. I will admit that. I do.
It worries me sometimes.
There's some gems on there. Keep going. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I like the broadcasting, brashness of Fresh and Fit or Andrew Tate. As far as a person who are people who are taking advantage of the social media and, you know, entertainment genre, right? I agree with some of the things they say, but I also agree and disagree with some of the feminists that pop up on my feed. You know what I mean? Like,
of course you do.
I take any point that I like. Do I think, I cringe when Fresh and Fit say some shit to a girl and like tell her like be quiet or shut up or like, yo, come on, bro. It's just not nice. It's just not nice. Make your point. But there is this thing, I do agree, there is this fucking bitchification of men nowadays. And this is coming from a guy who didn't have a father. So a lot of it is hitting me now that all of this shit is flooding my fucking, not timeline, but my zeitgeist. But I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I do know some girls like that. But also, the girls I deal with are not like that. But there is a couple of things that they are like that. You know what I mean? And then I know dudes that get mad girls, but they're fucking cornballs. Then I know married dudes who could get a lot of girls. Like, it's all fucking, there's no one way. But right. when you make an opinion, no, bro, is this a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from my TikTok problem, but finding this is, yo,
Keith Murray. I assumed this was with DJ Vlad. Is this with someone else who's like
DJ know.
Vlad?
I don't know. Bro,
is there someone else who, by the way, can I ask you a Vlad question real quick?
Yeah.
Yo, man, this is an important question.
Yeah.
How much does Vlad pay people?
I don't know.
What do you
think? You think he pays for these?
Oh, no, he definitely pays. Okay. I know that. I know he pays.
Okay.
But my question is, like, how much does he pay that it's worth DL Hughley's time to continuously sat down with DJ Vlad?
You think it's like 10 or 20 grand?
If it's 20, yo, that's impressive. I assume it's 10. 5 to 10 grand.
But that's what I'm saying. To go on Vlad or whatever platform and get some views and energy that you can direct to your platform and you get a little bag? Why not? Yeah, I did Ari Shaffir's podcast once.
Uh-huh.
Ari Shaffir handed me 520s. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? You don't have to pay me. He goes, bro, I pay everyone. He goes, get a meal. Thank you for your time doing my podcast at my apartment. Get a meal. And I'm like, this is amazing. I wish I had loose hundreds.
Right, to just hand people.
I would love that. I would love that.
No, that is true. It is nice. But listen, I have obviously my own loaded feelings about Vlad and like the weird, snitchy, dumb gossip nature of it all. But you're right. I mean, in terms of like, yeah, grab a quick 10 G's just to talk for a half hour. I hear you.
Why not?
I wouldn't do it, but I understand. What do I know?
You wouldn't do Vlad?
No. I don't, you know, I don't trust Vlad. Vlad, when I met Vlad back in the day, I told you the first day I ever met Vlad, he literally tried to get my fucking YouTube login. I'll never forget that.
What do you mean?
I've told you this, bro.
I forgot.
One of the first times I met him when I got to New York and I was just bubbling a little bit. I had the videos that were getting lots of views.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was like, yo, we should collaborate on some stuff. Just like shoot me over your YouTube login information.
Oh, never.
And blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh,
never,
word.
Never.
I am never talking to you again, sir. Goodbye.
Never. Was sending a login. Yo, I got a whole, first of all, real quick, my 360 Society, that's the name of my crew now.
Well, I'm sorry, what's your crew? Is that your 18 interns?
They're not interns, they're agents.
Yeah, this is... Cypher, are you becoming a cult leader?
They're agents of the 360 Society.
Oh my bro. God, Cypher's becoming a cult leader, babe.
I've got...
I met two of them.
I got so many kids now. I can't even organize it because there's so many people. But the thing about it is how much they're going to help, I'm never giving them login and passwords. Never.
Now, would you pick one to,
like eventually?
Eventually, the one you know.
But
the best.
But this is when I start creating social media platforms that aren't my main email that are attached to my. You know what I mean? Like I want to create like a whole separate system. Anyway, sorry. Who knows what the fuck we're talking about? It's Wanda, baby. This is a clip I found of Keith Murray. Just came across my TikTok. I said, this is a Wanda. We need this so bad. Keith Murray talking about Foxy Brown.
So, yeah, this is some interview he did that's like DJ Vlad. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
Because I've seen her in Brooklyn, too. And sometimes, and I was dealing with her. I was trying to, you know, date her, be a boyfriend, girlfriend. And then Wendy Williams on the radio was like celebrity sightings.
Look at his eyes. She
was coming out of a hotel. And then every server was like, yo, they got you. She got you, Keith. Wendy got you. They talk about you and Bobby. I was like, all right, boss. I don't care. It's cool. I'm going to be spotted. But after the show, we rock hardcore, went into the hotel, and she gave me hardcore head.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Hardcore what? Head. And then I ate up, but I never fucked her. And then she was with Corrupt at that time, so we was coming out of the hotel.
Real quick. I have to just say.
Hey, what happened to my camera?
Go ahead. I have to just say, as funny as this shit is, and it is fucking funny. It gets only funnier from here. A, it's a little fucked up. And B, I worry about Keith, man. He does look really fucking crazy.
He looks crazy in this. But Keith's been crazy.
No, he's always been crazy. That's
from
true.
What I know, Keith Murray's always been crazy.
And that is true. I just love the guy. I just hope his, like, you know, I hope his, like, drinking and all those things are...
Yo, she gave me a hardcore head.
It gets... The end, Sife, is the craziest. He says the shit at the end.
Hell, she gave me head. Sat me in the chair, gave me head. So I was coming out of the hotel, the Le Marjorie, and we was going, the Corrupt was coming. And he was coming. He was coming. And I said, she was coming out of the hotel, the elevator, and we was walking. And I said, oh, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to pin it with the East Coast, West Coast going on. And she said, and I said, yo, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to pin two rappers against each other. So I spent off and went the other way.
Spent
and
off.
She went right to him. And that was around the time when she was with him. You know what I'm saying? And God bless the dead. I ain't going to say nothing, but at the Apollo, DMX.
Look at his eyes.
Boom.
Uh-huh. Pause it.
But with me, yo, your head.
Bro, I want to start a business. I remember I watched, during pandemic, I watched the Ghostface and Raekwon Drink Champs. Uh-huh. And half the interview was that. Yo, just bing, bong, boom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, your man came with the, you know what I mean? Like,
yo.
I do actually know what they're saying.
Right. You can translate this.
Because I'm from that era in New York City, and actually some of the stuff they were talking about, I actually know firsthand. But I'm like, if you're a 22-year-old kid watching this from Minnesota or fucking wherever, Kentucky, you're probably like, what the fuck are they saying?
The way he goes back, hold on, he goes back and forth. Watch this.
But with me, yo, your head. Then I was going to Brooklyn and they angry. She's like, not in my brother's room, Keith. No, not here. Head, bong, bong, bong. Over in the hotel. Then they got married. I was like, oh, dude, that's when I knew females are no. Go, yo, she's a main artist.
Females are no good. What is this, Fresh and Fit?
It's whopping me off.
Whopping me off. Hey, Bear. Bear. Bear's excited about the term whopping me off.
Married to this dude. But I don't know if they was married at that time. You know what I'm saying? It was around that era. And then they had was beefing with the other girl, the Nivea I think Corrupt was with at that time. That time. Word. Yo, can you imagine your wife, a rapper, whopping off a nigga and then walking? Well, she was trying to use me. It could have been guns popping that night in there. In that lobby. Well, I used to do the raises with the mouth. I had the raises all the time. So they would have had me in somewhere in LA locked up, slicing over some kitty cat with her. You know what I'm saying? Foul, wow moment. Word is bomb. I kid you not. I kid you not.
Yeah, hold on, but there's something. That wasn't a pause. Hold on, that just happened. Hold on, that wasn't a pause.
Whip wop galore.
What is whip wop galore?
And he was coming. He was loving her.
I mean, the way you talking about it, man, I had no idea you and her had this kind of relationship. But I mean, the way you talking about it, she must got a serious head game, man. Her head game must be elite.
Cause chuck a suck a nickel to a straw.
Oh boy!
Yeah, he looks. He looks crazy.
Yo, man, we gotta check on Keith, man.
I mean, we don't know when this is from. This might be years ago.
No, this isn't years ago. This is. It only came out. This is the video. I think this is the real video. The Art of Dialogue. It's a few days ago.
Oh really? Oh, this is brand new.
Yeah, and I saw when I searched for it, I saw, look, there's Star doing commentary on it as well. Yo, we got to, Star gets 47,000 views on stuff in 2 days, Syph? Come on, we got to get our shit together.
We're getting it together.
We're getting it together. Now, I do want to spend at least a moment.
Oh, here we go.
More death. More death talk.
How do you start the year like this?
Gangsta Boo has passed away at 43 years old. The craziest thing about this to me is that I literally was putting Natalie on to Gangsta Boo last week, Tuesday, a whole like session going through her page on Spotify and being like, oh, you never heard Call Before I Come by Outkast? And I was like playing her different Gangsta Boo shit. Just randomly. I was like, yo, Gangsta Boo is pretty tight. And then yesterday, of course, seems like every New Year's Day, there's that name trending that died. Doesn't it feel like that?
No.
Oh. It feels like that to me. And New Year's Eve. I mean, this year was Barbara Walters the day before. Last year was Betty White the year before. I don't know. Maybe people more attention.
It was Barbara Walters and then there was one more. The other day, who died?
Pele.
The other day? Oh, Pele. Yeah, I saw you talking about that.
But yeah, Gangsta Boo was pretty dope, bro. She was interesting. She was she kind of had a resurgence a little bit over the last like decade.
Yeah, I know she did. Like I met her with Kweli in L.A. I was at the Comedy Store at a Dave show, and Dave has like this little secret room that he has these little parties and whatever. And I go in there and Kweli was like, oh, this is Gangsta Boo. And I was like, yo, Gangsta Boo, like, it's an honor to meet you. Like, and I was saying all these, like,
was she cool?
Super cool.
Was she, did she seem like together?
I don't know. 3 a.m. at a bar? I guess. I don't know. What is that? What did she?
No, I have no idea. I don't know what happened. I have no clue.
So why are you asking if she seems together?
Because when I see that someone died at 43, I do wonder, like, were they okay?
Bitches be crazy? Is that what you're trying to say? Bitches be crazy?
No, humans be crazy.
I don't know if she seemed together. What the That's such a weird question.
Let me see if there's any information here.
When I saw she was 43, I was like, damn, so how old was she? She's younger than me.
Yeah, she was young when she came.
I'm watching 3-6 Mafia videos and she was fucking what? 16?
18? Well, like,
3-6 Mafia came out when? Like late 90s? The club up and all that.
What, late 97? 90s? I think 97.
I think before that.
Billy, find out when Tear the Club Up came out. Where the
Tear
fuck
the
is
club
oh,
up. Tear the
okay.
Club Up?
Okay, sources connected to Gangsta Boo tell TMZ the rapper's death appears to be drug related.
Ugh, fuck.
And then here they come with the most annoying thing that these outlets do.
1995.
95. Oh, wow.
And that's what I'm saying. 95, Tear the Club Up was a hit. That means they had so much shit before that.
But was she on it? Was she
on it? I don't think she was on it. I just remember her from that era.
This is what I hate when these mainstream outlets try to talk about rap. We're told Gangsta was with her brother last night. I promise you, people probably don't call her Gangsta.
Yeah, I know. They think it's like first and last name.
Her name was Lola Mitchell, former member of 3-6. She was on Hypnotized Minds, of course. Here was recently, I say recent, relatively, like 5 years ago, she was on this joint. You ever hear this? I know you didn't, so why am I asking?
You ain't ready for it, bitch, throw it up. Yeah, ho, throw it up. Throw it up, yeah. You ain't ready for it, bitch. Bitch, please, you wanna step up to this missus. G-A-N-G-S-T-A, boo, make a nigga hit his knees when I'm up in the building, preaching to my children. I don't be taking no shit from you haters. You'll make me hurt one of your feelings. Nah, nanny, nah, nah. Pick your face up off the floor, I got you feeling sad, nah. You be on that hokey wag. Hokey wag is bullshit. Running to this gangster, have your preacher at the pulpit, bitch. I was born on the Mississippi River. Take no shit.
Yo, I love the built-in ad lib that just goes, yeah, ho. Yeah, ho.
I'm a bitch or a nigga. So, so crazy. Got a fucked up temper. Bipolar. Not Nicki, I'm worse. I'll hurt ya. I got a crazy ass mind game. My nigga, I'm a lion. Untamed. Hunch ass down in my jungle. I do this. I tell them hoes. You ain't ready for a bitch. I see you bitches talking loud, but you ain't saying shit. Get the fuck from around here. You don't rap my shit.
So what happened with Gangsta Buso? Is drug related?
That's just what TMZ is saying. Who knows? Who knows? But anyways, it's sad. Rest
as much as I hate TMZ, they be coming with the shit, yo.
If someone famous dies, you basically need it confirmed by TMZ.
Yeah. I like they're like Twitter, like, to get the scoop.
That is definitely the place to go if you're trying to get a news on a celebrity death, sadly. All right, Cypher, I do want to take this moment to thank all of our patrons. And maybe it's a fresh year. You're thinking, last year I wasn't trying to do Patreon, but this year I want to get the full 1UP experience.
Yeah.
As they head into the studio, as all the crazy ish starts to go down. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Maybe, just maybe, this is the year. So head over to patreon.com/1UPisLife.
And I will tell you this. Anybody that was a Patreon member before today, we greatly appreciate you.
Oh my God.
Riding with us through our, I guess, reconstruction era. But if you join today and don't know what else happened before today, you will get thoroughly entertained and not feel how do you say gypped without saying gypped, because I think that's now not allowed
you
to
can't
be said.
You can't ripped off.
Jewed down.
No. Sife, that's just as bad. But no, you're going to really get something. It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice.
Thank y'all so much for joining us, man. Shout out to one of my agents. Shout out to my agents, Marcus Films, who helped me out when I was in Brea, California.
Sife, now, if any of the 30 or 40 people who you hired seem to be really good at social...
No, I have the 3 or 4 set aside for 1UP. I just got to. It's been I started this program.
No,
at the
but
wrong
I mean for
time.
Me personally. For me personally too, though. If like it's someone who's really good at
fuck
social.
Fuck out of here! Get your own squad. Fuck you talking about.
What you're gonna? You have 30 people that are gonna work full time for you. They're gonna be 24/7, 365.
You have the same platform I have. You have the same.
Yeah, but I'm not a fucking weirdo, and I can't host an intern search.
But yet you still want to use the. You want the benefits.
Correct.
Fuck out of here, bro.
What I just said made perfect sense.
Go on your Instagram and say, hey, in exchange for this, this, and this, I need this, this, and that.
Well, what was the this, this, and this?
I don't know. I made it up.
I just meant maybe there's someone you have who also their whole job is doing social media.
No, none of them are actual social people. I'm going to teach them.
None of them have actual skills. None of them have actual skills.
Oh, one of them does, but I'm keeping her.
See, that's the problem. You know what? I don't want these people who are getting taught by you.
If I had 3 or 4, I'd give you one.
But you have 30.
I don't have 30, I have 16.
Yo, Syph, do you have you real quick? Have you said this anywhere else?
What?
I just hired 16 people to start working for me.
I said it not yet.
I can't wait to see how the other people in your comedy world react when they
Who
hear
cares
you
say what they think?
I just want to see it. I just
tell them to suck a big old fat one. Tell them to go get that. Go I get just, some heavy head or what do you say? Hardcore heavy, head.
Hardcore
tell
head.
Tell them to go give hardcore Whop, head.
Or to get whopped off. I just want to see Billy June. Let's just keep track as the 16 fall off one by one.
Always going to be fall offs.
How long do you think, Billy June, until we're done with all 16?
Nah, there's always going to be fall
offs. I met two.
You already
Which
met two?
Did you meet? Where were we at?
St. Mark's Comedy
Oh,
Club.
Oh, yeah. You met Oscar
when I was dressed in
and
a Santa suit.
John. Cool kids, right?
Yeah.
Great guys.
Billy June, nice. Before we go, tell us real quick. Someone tried to pick you up last night?
Someone did.
Oh, man. Shit. Hold on. You didn't let me finish my shout-out. Shout-out to Marcus Films.
Oh.
He's a Wanted fan. He's from Queens, but he lives out in L.A. But the funny thing about him is that he told me that when we were breaking down how we think girlfriends of One Up fans think of the show, he said he was dying laughing because it's literally, he was listening to One Up in his car and his girl's like, what the fuck is this? The
oh,
fuck
really?
You listening to? He's like, you literally like broke it down step by step of
oh
how.
Oh my God, wait. So she already was on him and now he's like, I'm kind of interning for him. For
no, she came to the New Year's Eve show. Because he was filming for us. She was a delightful person.
Delightful.
She's also an artist. So
how was his filming?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Big
Might be horrendous.
We're going to find out.
We're going to find out the hard way.
All right. So Billy June, who tried to pick you up last night?
This girl asked me to buy a drink, if she could buy me a drink. And I was like...
Buy you a drink?
Yeah. I was like... I literally...
Where
was
this?
And I was like at a... I was like at a spot that I feel very comfortable at and like I'm friendly with the bartenders at and the bartender gave me a look like that's really happening right now and I went sure and I chatted with her and she was like she said that she has three partners in different states and I was like oh really she's like a grad student she was from not from America
where's
she had a
from?
Heavy accent from Europe
oh yeah
she and, had heavy she.
And then she went, do you know any other places? And I said, sure. And I took her to a place. She started making out with me. And then she said, let's go back to your apartment.
Wait.
This like last night.
No.
I swear to God. But the one thing she did do that was creepy was, she was like,
I'm Billy June. I'm Billy June. You know me.
But that's not true. Because if you know me, you wouldn't do any of these things.
Come to my crib. Show you how I live. No! No! Don't come to the crib and see how he lives. Wait, I was busy looking for the song. Did you say she made out with you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and went
bar.
Back to his place.
And then went back to your place?
Yep. The one thing I didn't like that I said no to, she was like, my partner asked to see a picture of your ID, and I went, nope.
Wait, what?
Her partner wanted a picture of your ID, like just in case to be safe.
Yeah, but I said no.
My partner? Like her
she has
like
three partners.
She's polyamorous.
Yeah. And she was like, one of them's asleep. I was like, that's why I'm here by myself.
So real quick.
she literally picked me up.
So she picked you up and brought you back to your place.
I took her to a different bar and bought her a drink. And she made out with me at the bar for like 20 minutes. And then we went to my apartment.
And you went to your current apartment?
Yep.
And you proceeded to have intercourse?
Yeah.
I'd like to see what your apartment looks like right now.
It doesn't look good. I'll tell you that.
And did you check your wallet? Was anything missing?
Yeah.
Nothing was missing.
You have your ID?
Yep.
Did you fall asleep at any point with her being there?
Nope.
Never fell asleep. Okay. Did you have a Jimmy hat?
I don't know what that is.
A con of Billy June.
There's two ways to answer that.
Yes.
There's only yes and any other answer is no.
The answer is yes.
No, no, his was I don't know what that means.
He knows what it is.
It's very dated reference.
I said yes.
Was she attractive, this woman?
She was all right.
Nothing special. Nothing to write home about.
Did she have big old bazoombas?
She did.
Yeah.
Wow. Billy, wait, what did, this was yesterday?
This was last night.
Wait, this is how you're starting 2023?
It's a great start. Let me ask you a question. I know we got to end.
I said, make sure she texted me that she got home. I said, you good? She said, yes. And then this morning, right as we started recording, I said, did you have a fun night? And she said, I did. Thanks, with a smiley face.
Yo, did you ask her if she wants to intern for Cypher Sound?
Wait, let me,
I'm going to attempt to make a joke right now.
Good setup.
When you guys were just talking about that, and he said, I'm not going to let her go, that intern, all I was thinking is like, that Andrew Tate shit, like in a few weeks, a boyfriend's going to call the police because Cypher isn't letting any of them go.
There's going to be multiple people reported missing.
Because he has 30 interns that he has locked in a basement.
Yo, Sife, is this human trafficking?
I don't know.
All right, wait, Sife, what were you about to say? You were about to ask a question.
Like, seriously. I'm asking seriously.
Okay.
How come that, what just happened to Billie June, never happens to me?
Why? You know what? I'll tell you what. I've never been picked up and had a one-night stand like that either.
But is it like I'm not putting myself in that position? Because I'm not sitting at a dive bar? I never just sit at a dive bar by myself. Is that why?
I mean, well, now the whole marriage thing could be getting in the way, right?
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. But why don't people try, though, you're saying? Why don't people try to do that?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, they might, like, on some level be trying, but that's why I'm saying the marriage thing gets in the way, because you're like, I'm like someone, do you want to drink? You're like, I don't drink. You know what I mean? You're not playing the game.
But I'm not even in the arena. That's why.
Well, you're not, though, because isn't late night comedy clubs, isn't there a little bit of that arena there?
Kind of, but I never sit at, I'm always on the go, I guess.
Right. You're actually just working and coming, going and blah, 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 blah.
Where was this bar? I'm going to go to this bar. Where's this bar, Billie June? You don't have to tell me the exact one, but
I've been going there for so long, and that's a rare occurrence.
Where is it?
In Bushwick.
In Bushwick. Okay. I'm going to go to, tell me where this bar is offline. I'm going to go sit there by myself.
No. What we should do as a bit on the show is the two of you should go to a bar together.
Yeah. Wait, not sit separately.
But sit separately.
Okay.
And I'll have both of you connected on StreamYard. We can listen to what happens. And I'll be back at a central location recording.
I could not do it if it was recording. I know I wouldn't be me. I know when I'm recording. And
nothing would happen.
It's a whole different.
Yeah, but nothing would happen anyway. It would just be you and Billie June sitting at a bar.
I'm shocked that it happened.
That's why the first time. Was it the first time you've had anything like that happen?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a great start.
Billie June, do you know what number this person was on your ledger of fuckery?
Probably 5 or 6.
That's wow.
That's a big one to get, though, Sife, to start off the year like that.
That's a good start. Now,
I was shocked. I was like, fuck it, I'm going with it. I went, sure, you can buy me a drink.
You know what that was, Billie June? It was a farewell to your apartment. You say goodbye. Yeah. Now it's time to say goodbye. It gets no better.
Goodbye 34, hello 35.
When's
it's actually 2023, Billy.
Yeah, sorry, we gotta help you with the year. What day is your birthday?
The 5th.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and nice. You got 5. This is your 5.
It's either 5 or 6, I can't really remember.
Let's go through the names. 5.
No, let's not, we don't need to do that.
We're not going
I just want, names. Billy, are you working on getting a new apartment?
I am.
Honestly, let's set a date that it's happening by. What day would you be living somewhere else?
I haven't found the right place yet. I don't want to say a date.
Saying a date will help it move a lot faster.
Saying a date will help. If you say February 1st, you're living in a new place.
That's not realistic.
Why? Why not? Why not realistic?
It isn't realistic to me.
It's literally the 2nd of January. You have an entire month.
And aren't you on a little break from work?
Yeah.
So you have nothing else to do but find an apartment.
Yeah.
And you handed a nice little stack of cash last week.
Yeah,
put down a little down payment, Billy.
I know when I find something I like.
But give yourself the date. If you don't make it, you don't make it. But at least you give yourself the date to go, that's what I want to do. So you have a goal in mind. No?
I guess. I think it's too soon.
Why is that too soon? I need to know what you're thinking. Why would that be too soon? 29 days?
That's how people find apartments, Billy. Like, you're like, oh, my lease is up in a month. It's time to go get an apartment, and I have to leave by this date. That's how.
Do you have Facebook still?
I've been applying to stuff on Facebook.
But no,
I've been visiting every day.
Putting up a post on your page, yo, I'm trying to move out February 1st. If anybody knows of a good place,
no one uses Facebook like that anymore. People do it on like Instagram.
You know who uses Facebook? People looking for apartments and stuff like
that. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I've been looking. I apply on it. I just don't post on it.
Just try for February 1st, man. You can do it.
Okay.
Text me whatever your text me your price range. I want you to text me your price range.
You don't have time for this. What are you doing?
No, I do. I'm no, very good at looking for things like this. I'll look. Believe me, I'll be on Zillow today. All right, everyone.
On Zillow.
I guarantee you, Saif, I'll find something in 15 minutes that would be doable. I'm like, this would work in 15 minutes.
Oh, find me one. I need a Billy. Should we be roommates? Because I got to get a spot in the city.
Oh, so
should we be roommates?
I would do that.
That's a great idea for the podcast.
He'd probably kill me because I'm messy.
You don't say. Patreon.com/WandEpIsLife. We love you all. Happy New Year.
Don't forget YouTube.com/WandEpIsLife.
Oh, yeah. We definitely need those subs. That's free, baby. That's an easy free sub. So, all right, Cypher, take care of yourself.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.